Yeah, I mean, the command went away a little bit. You know, the two walks put us in a challenging position. Guzman strung him out, battling with a good at bat. But I mean, everything that we had talked about coming in this game to get in that situation. There's times in the season when you do give players opportunities to take a step forward. It's not just because it's them individually, but because if they get through it, it's going to make the team better. And that was one of the situations we had talked about. And to try less, you know, to back off, to not try and overgo. He got the ground ball. It split the infield, you know, with two strikes, two different times there. He wasn't able to put guys away, but I wanted to give him, I had every confidence he would get Forsyth out, and he didn't, and that's on me. But I wanted to give him that opportunity to push through that.
You said that you hoped to give Daniel Ketchum a couple of days off, but you pushed him in the sixth there. Is the matchup thing that you wanted him in, or what was your mind
on? If I said today that I wanted to give him a couple days off, did I say give him a blow or a couple days off? Okay. Right there, we just wanted one out from a guy to get him, and I didn't think that would tax him too much. So that was the thought process there. Of all the guys out there, he was the guy who would be able to come in with a day off already to get an out, for us to get the ball to Lincoln to give him an opportunity to pitch.
Brandon Wood seems to be swinging the bat a little bit back the last few days. You see him building a little bit of momentum in that regard?
Well, we hope so. He's worked extremely hard. The swing is completely different than when he showed up here. He has barreled some balls up. He's got some power. I mean, it's played out in the minor leagues. We're trying to get on a more consistent basis at the major league level, but he's done everything we've asked him to do, and he's made some progress with it, there's no doubt. And we can use some offensive momentum from anybody and from everybody right now.
And, as somebody who had a lot of confidence in his pitching at the start of the season, maybe more than a lot of people had, is this kind of shaking it for you in those last 10 days?
Shaking my confidence in our pitching? Well, the results aren't what anybody wants. I'm still confident that this staff is growing up before our eyes. Some of these younger guys with not a lot of major league experience, they're having to battle. And they're experiencing some of the challenge that a long season brings, the hot summer brings, facing good teams on the road. That's all part of the experience, and that's part of the measuring stick. You've got to put them get them involved in those situations for the experience and to see how they fare through them and grow from them. So I still believe in our staff, and I do believe that through these challenges that it's going to make them better and get them better quicker. You'll never know. You'll never know. I have ways to decompress and let things go. I don't break things. No, I don't break things. I don't beat things. No. Had a long talk with Joe Torre about that one time. I've talked to a couple other managers. You got to be yourself. And as a player, I wasn't a guy that went in and slung stuff and broke stuff. I just took it upon myself as a challenge to get things right. And more often than not, when I get too outside myself with anything, I don't think straight and nothing good happens. So I just try and find a way to slow down, back away, honestly self-evaluate myself, the team, and everything else. Stay with the demands of the game. Did we meet them today or didn't we meet them? Did I meet them or didn't I meet them? Did I move forward? So. Well, it's really one of the great dynamics of sport, isn't it? I mean, if you've ever been involved in sport at any level, you've been involved in situations where you don't win. At the major league level, again, we said that this is the life we've all chosen. So you understand what comes with it, whether it be public scrutiny, whether it be fan displeasure. When you do well, people cheer. When you don't do well, people can boo. That's all part of it. But one of the great dynamics in team building and organizational building is there's going to be challenges and there's going to be problems and adversity and losing streaks along the way. Now, how you get through those as an organization, as a team, is what's going to what can define you actually and make you better in the long run. So I know the way I'm going to go about it, and I encourage the team to go about it a certain way. More often than not, most guys do. There'll be a couple guys, I won't say they're going to buy into everything. You never, you know, you might not ever get that, but they know what we want from them, what we need from them to move this organization forward. They know that.
After what happened the last
seven games, probably it can be. We like playing here. We just didn't do well. I never thought we'd throw up a donut at home. I mean, we like playing here. I like playing here way more than I like playing anywhere else. But it's time to go on the road. It's time for us to go play the Giants. And we're good with that. And this could be a good challenge that we can go ahead and turn this thing around in San Francisco. I haven't been there since the World Series. We didn't do well there that time, so maybe I'm due.
Is there any rule that you know of that would prevent Correa from pitching here in his road game?
Gene, part of that conversation I had with him after his last start, that was brought to the attention. We'd have to find out if we could clear it through the league to wear the gray tops to break up the uni. He's moving to a Westin after his family leaves to sleep in a hotel bed. We talked about a lot of things to try and keep the levity involved. But he did take a lot of those things out today. He had better downhill angle. He had better, I think, speed differential as far as velocity, stepping on and off the gas. He pitched a much better game than he has here in a long time. So a lot of positives taken from that.